in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. This your boy Be Easy.
This your boy Al.
Ooh, we're working on the first try. Oh, I was nervous. I didn't test that. El, how you doing?
Good, man. How you?
Can't complain. We here.
Another day.
President accounted for.
Yep. We here.
Yeah. Thank y'all for listening. And catch us everywhere you get your podcasts, and also YouTube. If you ain't subscribed to YouTube, please go to DJ Blaze Show and subscribe. El, how was your week, man?
It was cool, man. I ain't do too much. What you been up to?
Working, that's it, man. I ain't really do too much either.
Yeah, that's all I did, too.
Yeah, that's it.
Work a couple late nights, matter of fact, so.
Had a little dryer situation. I think my, the heating element or whatever in the dryer.
Did you get it fixed?
I got it scheduled or whatever, but I probably could fix it myself because, you know what I'm saying, I'm kind of handy when it comes to the tools and stuff, but, I don't want to be on that flow.
Did you call that number I gave you?
Yeah, he ain't knew it. He don't do that. Yeah. So he put me on with somebody else. So I did get in contact with that person. We can get it straight. But yeah, some stuff is the reason why I work the way I work, so that I don't have to do shit on my own.
That extra couple dollars?
Yeah, man. I just go ahead and pay it, man. Like,
I'm the same way. We ain't got to cut no grass.
That's what I was just about to say, bro. Hey, man, let me tell you, I've been cutting grass since I was like 8 years old. So I come to a point in my life to where I paid however much my grass cutting person, my landscaper, if you want to call it that, to cut it.
It don't cost that much, right?
Some people, it depends on your yard. Depending on your yard. Some people pay $100 a week. You know what I'm saying?
A week?
Yeah, because they want to cut every week. And they got a big yard and they want this and that done. So, yeah.
Damn, some people pay more than
that. Yep, exactly. That's a whole nother bill.
That's damn rent.
Who paying $400 a month in rent?
them boarding houses. Hotels.
It was a thing in California. You know how high it is to stay in California, whatever, like the San Francisco area, whatever. They were like, people was renting out their backyards for $500 a month.
Oh, wow.
And you couldn't even use the bathroom in the big house. You just had access to the yard for $500 a month. So,
damn. Yeah.
But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I guess we get into what we watch since, you know what I'm saying, we ain't had to. Well, time just sprung forward. We gone into daylight savings time.
Yeah.
So that means more bike riding for you?
More outside. I sat outside yesterday.
And just chill outside?
I was in the house all day. Fell asleep on the couch a couple times. Then I came outside. I was on the phone.
Uh-huh.
So I went outside, sitting in the chair.
Why you had to go outside and talk on the phone? Yeah.
Nah, you know, sometimes
when
you're on the phone, you just kind of like fiddle. And next thing you know, my ass was outside.
Yeah.
You know, you mess with the doorknob and... You know, standing on your head and shit like that. Next thing you know, I found myself outside of
this. He was on the phone outside like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the camera, the Z19 2500, you know what I'm saying? It's just, yeah.
So I sat out there for a little bit and worked on the show and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was nice out though. Had a little breeze. No ants bothering me yet.
No, no flies or bugs yet.
I don't know about
that. They still sleep. I ain't, well, you know, I was outside yesterday a good little bit too, and I ain't had to swat really.
Mosquitoes was out.
Later?
They were out, what day was that? Thursday night when I was working a baseball game.
They was, working a baseball game.
Yeah.
Word. Shout out to the baseball. Baseball season, man.
Yeah.
You know, hey, summer here. What season do you like the best?
I like winter being outside. I like summer being outside, but I don't like the heat.
Me either.
I don't like the heat. You put on a t-shirt, 10 minutes later, it got freaking stains, sweat marks.
Yep.
Your shirt is a little bit looser.
Yep.
The collar is a little bit more. Yeah.
You got to get a good thick collar.
It got to be the right collar.
Got to be the right collar.
Yeah, yeah.
One, and then, like, you know, nigga like me, you know, you got to, you can't leave home without certain accessories, like the fat boy rag.
I got to start doing that.
You got to take the fat, because you got to just dab, you know what I'm saying, you know, periodically through the day. So you can be straight as far as moisture, because you don't want to be over-moisturized.
I hate the walking around with that shit, though.
What do you mean?
Walking around and having it on you all the time.
But see, it could be a double thing. Because when I be at work, I got my rag or whatever. And one, you know what I'm saying, one of the managers, he was sitting inside. He was like, you look like the guy for, you look like Eddie Murphy at the end of Trading Places. When Eddie Murphy came through, he was on the train and he was doing this.
Yeah.
So I use my rag all day to fan the, you know, the gnats or the flies or whatever, you know what I'm saying, all day. So you got to keep them out your ear. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. So you know, I like the winter time. Winter, when it's cold, cool outside, when you at least hoodie.
Jacket season. Yeah, light hoodie jacket. Season. Yeah, yeah.
I like that. I like hoodie season.
Yeah. I'm the same way with you on that.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to worry about no bugs. Mm-hmm. You want to go outside, you can just bump, you know, put on a little extra layer, whatever.
Yeah.
Now when it get cold enough to where your ears start getting cold and you got to put on a Scully or toboggan or whatever, that's when, you know what I'm saying, you almost at the tipping point for me. But I'm cool with just a cold coat, you know what I'm saying? And then you can wear boots and people don't look at you stupid for wearing boots. You
I
know
like
what I'm
winter.
Saying?
Yeah, I like winter fashion.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can. Your shirt might not be all that, but you put a light jacket over it.
There you go.
And you pull it off.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, I didn't do too much this week. You watch any shows, anything this week?
I watched a movie called War Machine.
I started to watch that last night.
It was good, but it kind of tricks you. Like, it's about something that
it's not.
The trailer is not. The trailer and the movie is two different things almost.
I read the synopsis or whatever, and it said they going up against some big
war machine.
Big thing or whatever. So
yeah, what
I felt like it was more sci-fi when I read it. Like it was like something that is not gonna happen in this time period.
See, when you watch the trailer, it's the opposite. It was about brothers, and they wanted to be a ranger. So they wanted to go for the training for the Rangers and stuff like that.
See, I didn't want, because you don't have Netflix.
Nah.
So on Netflix, is like when you log into Netflix, it's on there. It's like the big thing to say War Machine. Yeah. But not even the first one. Even like when you about to click who profile you're doing, it got War Machine up there.
Yeah.
So you see it there, and then when you click on it, it goes straight to like a part of the movie, because I don't know how long it's been since you ain't had Netflix or whatever. Mm-hmm. But now on Netflix, if you click on a thumbnail or if you scrolling past, you go on a thumbnail,
yeah,
it'll start playing a portion of the movie.
Oh, okay.
So it was playing a portion of the movie when they was getting their numbers.
Yeah.
It was playing that part or whatever, so it just looked like, you know, regular. It looked like it was this time period or whatever, like they just about to get in the war or whatever. And then, but if you read the synopsis, you could tell from that, it seemed like it's a little bit more in the future. But
yeah, it's a little tricky what happens. Yeah. I'm not going to tell too much about it because there's a couple things that, you know, the previews nor the biops of it, you know, the description of it doesn't tell.
Oh, word, yeah. I might check it out.
It's not bad. It's pretty good. And the guy is from, you know, the guy from Jack Reacher, Allen.
Yeah, he's in it. Then somebody else is in it too.
Yeah, it's
the other, it's another guy too, because in that part I saw, they showed the other guy that I know.
Lulu from Paid in Full?
No, not him. It was a younger white actor. So they show him, and then the next part person they saw was the guy from Jack Reacher. So I'm like, oh shoot, both of them in it. So
Yeah. That's his brother.
Okay.
Yeah, that's his brother.
Yeah, yeah. What you watch anything else?
Paradise. I got back on the Paradise.
What else season you on?
I'm on one.
Oh, you're on
like
one.
Like third episode. Like, cause when I first watched it, the end of the first episode, I was like, oh, I don't want to see no shit like this.
But what happened at the end of the first end
they
of the first?
Show that is, if the people that don't know, Paradise is like a, you know, down in the earth or whatever, it's not a real world or some shit. So
you ain't caught up?
Oh no.
But I'm saying, what happened in the first end of the first episode?
I just didn't like the fake world situation of it.
Oh, that's when they revealed they were.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you.
So, but I did go back, and it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Turn my headphones up a little bit. Turn me up on my headphones, B.
What else?
That's it. That's it. I've been working late. That's good. Turn me down a little bit. A little bit. Yeah. But that's all I've been watching. You know, interviews and stuff like that. But I don't count interviews too much.
Wow. Know? It might be something in the interviews that's viral or something.
I watch a lot of YouTube interviews. You know, they call it the dirty section of YouTube.
Who called it the dirty section?
Fat Joe calls it the dirty section for one, but the people really call that the dirty section of YouTube.
What kind of interviews?
You know Atlanta Street Interviews? You ever seen that?
No.
I watched that. And, you know, he goes around and interviews a lot of homeless people.
Oh, no. But he got, black or white?
He black. He got like a thing where it's like these three people that is turned into a whole different thing. They're not just homeless. You know, some of them found houses. Uh-huh. He's doing different things.
He like give donations to these people or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But not on the show, but, you know, he pays them to, you know, give interviews and tell stories about what's going on in the hood right there, or, you know.
It's kind of like, well, you ever seen Soft White Underbelly?
Yeah, it was kind of like that, but it changed. It changed to now people know these people, so it's almost like they're characters now, almost.
I'm starting to try to do stuff on YouTube, like watch it or whatever.
You got to get your algorithm right. It's just like TikTok or anything like that.
I'm talking about stuff that I'm interested in or whatever, like as far as if I see something, somebody like my man that do the food stuff or whatever,
yeah,
I subscribe to him or whatever, but I don't, it would have to be on somebody's stuff I subscribe to, because I ain't about to sit up there and watch a whole bunch of
just random
shorts or whatever.
Oh, I can't watch shorts, because I want to sit and I want it to be 20 to 30 minutes long or even longer than that.
What the fuck is that noise?
That's the ceiling, the roof.
Oh.
The roof.
Oh, I think
they got loose shingles or something like that, but here.
Oh, you hear it in your room too?
Mm-hmm.
Any other interesting interviews?
Nah, not really. Not off the top of my head.
Word.
Not off the top of my head. What you been watching?
Same thing. I watched Paradise. I think I watched it this week. Yeah, I know I did. I think I watched it this week, because Paradise come out on like Monday.
How many episodes they got?
This season, four. I'm gonna say four. Alex Cross. Well, it's called Cross.
Mm-hmm.
Watch that. Caught up on that. That's pretty good. I see a lot of people talk about it. They love it. But I think the times I be watching it, I be like falling asleep.
Oh, okay.
Just because it'd be late. Hijack.
Oh, I forgot about Hijack.
Yeah, Hijack is. This season's pretty good.
I said I was going to start watching it.
Start or stop?
Stop.
Why stop?
Because I wasn't feeling the first three episodes.
Of none this of season?
It. Yeah, none of it.
Oh, yeah, I liked it. I thought it was going to be kind of weird. One thing I don't remember is them showing what happened to his son, though.
They didn't.
Yeah.
They definitely did not.
Yeah, yeah. They just talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And
they didn't start talking about it until like the third episode.
Yeah. The Beauty on FX.
Mm-hmm.
Watch that. They finished their season, I think, how it ended. That show is listed as a horror show, and it's not really horror until either the last episode or next to last episode something happens. And it kind of, well, I mean, a worldwide sexually transmitted disease.
That's a horror.
It's horror, you know what I'm saying? And they don't know no cure, and people basically explode if you don't get treated, get a booster for it or whatever. But, that's probably, but something happens in like the last episode or next to last episode that kind of gonna turn it into horror or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't scary. And then what else? I've been watching The Industry. I finally caught up. Well, I'm almost caught up to the what's going on now on The Industry. And I might start, it's an HBO show called The Pit. It's about a hospital in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I've been seeing that pop up. I haven't clicked on it yet.
Yeah, I might start watching that.
So that's real? That's
No, it's just a scripted
a TV show.
Oh, okay. It's a scripted show. And then it's, you know, March Madness season. So the really the only, other than HBCUs or whatever, the only college I really check for like that is like South Carolina women's basketball.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I watched their game last night.
You watch women's basketball?
Yeah.
Is it more entertaining than what it used to be?
I don't know. I mean, I like women's college basketball for a long time, like since back with Lisa Leslie and Shamiqua Holmes-Claw and Rebecca Lobo and all of them.
I wonder how long they played, because it seemed like they didn't play that long.
What? They played the same amount of time to men.
I just didn't. No, I'm talking about as their career lasted. Like Lisa Leslie,
she played like 10 or 12 years. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Because she started, some of them women have been playing like overseas too, though, before the WNBA started.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So they might have been like Cheryl Swoops or whatever. Mm-hmm. She might not have played that long, but she was a professional other places. So maybe that's what you.
That's what I'm talking
that's
about.
That's what you mean, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they probably were professional other places. There was no WNBA for like Cheryl Miller. You know what I'm saying? She had to play professional somewhere else. I don't even know if I guess she played professional. She scored all them points. That's probably
that's
what
Reggie
it was.
Reggie Miller's sister, right?
Uh-huh.
They look the same and shit.
Yeah, they do. So they got you ever heard a story about him, how he scored like 50-something one game one night, and then when he came home telling her like, yeah, I scored 50-something, whatever. She's like, oh, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? She's like, well, how much did you score? And he kept saying numbers, and she wound up scoring like 101 points one game.
What?
The same night he scored like 50-something. Yeah, she was dope. She was 100 real good.
Points.
She scored 100, like 101 points or something crazy like that.
So there was no other people playing on the team?
Yeah. She was hitting.
What? How the hell you hit 100?
It was a dude here locally that scored 96 points in a game.
Bro, let me tell you. They scored 200? God damn.
I don't know. I think they scored like 140 or something like that, but... he scores. You know the league I played in last year. He plays in that league, right?
Yeah.
There's some good players in that league. But I don't care what league you playing in. If you score 50, 60, 70, 80 points, like, you good. Like, period. And he scored 96. And he scored so many points, they put it in the paper.
Get the hell out of
here. Yeah, yeah. But shout out to people that score a lot of points. Yeah. I'm going to be watching the women's game later on today. It's the SEC Championship, so I'm going to watch that today.
That's crazy. Yeah. 100 points.
100 points, yeah. She was not. And this was back in the, 70s when she did that shit.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
70? Come on, man.
Maybe the 80s, but I 70s or 80s.
She ain't that old.
Yeah, she's that old.
No, she's not.
How old you think Cheryl Miller is?
She's at least, say, 55, 60.
So if she's 60.
Yeah.
She was doing it. Yeah, it had to be in the 70s.
Had to be the 80s.
70s. She went to you. Oh, no, 80s.
Yeah.
No, I think this was in high school when she did this.
Okay.
Because she was in college 82 to 86.
Yeah. Oh,
so shit. I think she did it in high school.
Okay. I'm like, ain't no way she freaking scored all that.
Oh, she did it January. She did it her senior year in high school. She scored it. It said January 26, 1982.
82.
Okay. Yeah.
That's not too far from the 70s.
Hold up.
That's not too far from the 70s, though. You're right.
The team scored 179 points. He said she did it in three quarters. Her team won 179 to 15.
No way. Wait, to 15?
Yeah.
No. Why they let the game go? Why they keep playing?
Maybe they stopped the game after the third quarter.
Ain't no way.
It's a team around here that got they got beat like 100 or something to like 8.
Yeah, I was at the game.
You was at that game?
Yeah, I was. It was a couple times, too.
A couple times. That same team, too.
Girls.
Yeah, the girls team. Yep. Yeah.
That's over here.
Yeah.
I was at most of them.
Word. Shout out to all the women's basketball players, because it's exciting, L. Yeah, that's where you was going.
I know it's not exciting.
Why?
I don't know. It's just the dunks ain't the same.
I mean, the dunks ain't the same because there are no dunks.
You're right.
No. It's good, though, especially when it's like LSU and South Carolina.
Okay.
It's good. Them games be exciting because they be fast-paced and, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see a lot of, in my head, I see a lot of chasing the ball and running into each other.
No. You, okay, so when you do the games and it's girls' games, like high school level.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
You must be watching some sorry teams.
I told you I was at the game where
you was at that game. Yeah. Okay. Okay. But I mean the school that scored 100 points or whatever, they didn't look better. They weren't better than the other, like you couldn't tell they were more skilled.
Yeah, you could tell. You could tell.
Yeah. See, I like when it's two evenly matched teams, it's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at this dude right
here. I mean, I don't like women's like things, like I guess. They get on me for not liking women rappers, so, you know, I guess.
What about women's volleyball?
I never watch it.
You should watch it when the Olympics come around. You might find
a new love.
It's one lady, she was in the Olympics some years ago. Her name was Kim Glass. She was like 6'10".
Damn, that's crazy.
Man, shout out to Kim Glass. I don't know what she's doing.
She look like
y'all Googling
Venus and them.
Venus and Serena?
She was shaped like them.
No, you know how volleyball players shape?
Yeah.
Nah, she was shaped not like Venus.
It was skinnier, but I mean.
Yeah, more slim, but like, you know.
You just like the shorts, probably.
Of course.
Not the shorts.
I'm going to try to see if I could pull up some of her volleyball. Nah, I can't find none of her volleyball. But yeah, she was in the Olympics though. But that's what made me one of the things that made me start liking women's volleyball.
Oh, right.
I don't like beach volleyball because it's just egregious. Because women's beach volleyball, they got on bikinis.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That you don't need that. I guess you need it.
They're
on
out
maybe.
In the beach, man.
Yeah, true. But bikinis and you bounce around and diving and all of that. You know what I'm saying?
But they're not. You know. Super in doubt, like bouncing around is not gonna.
Not the women that do the beach volleyball.
Yeah, because they diving in the sand. You never see them get up and fix themselves.
Yeah, true. Y'all know we're getting at. We got an email from the homie DJ High Star from
Mandatory Overtime.
Mandatory Overtime, thank you. And of Carolina Sports Talk. Shout out to Big Cliff too last week.
Yep.
He was here. High Star said, "You're what up, bro? Abraham Lincoln and Wolfgang Brozart. Awesome show last week. Thank you. It's almost like Big Cliff should think of doing a podcast or something." He said, "Cliff caught a stray when y'all talking about Tourette's. A random nigga see Cliff and blurt out, 'Bowlegged.' I was crying."
Wait, we said that?
Yeah, I said that. Yeah.
Oh shit.
I was trying to get it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, we was talking about
example.
The
example. It was an example. Yeah.
Oh, and some more information came out about that too.
Oh,
so the guy that I think I said it last week when I said that the guy said nigger like three other times or whatever.
Yeah.
And the time that he said it with Michael B. Jordan and Delroy Lindo,
yeah,
it didn't get bleeped out in the broadcast. They didn't edit it out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the other times was, and I can't think of her name, but it's her, his co-star that was in Centers.
Oh, the dark-skinned lady.
Yeah, she was on, when she presented something that was on the stage or whatever, he said it again, but that was one of the other times, but they edited that one out of the broadcast. So they had came back and apologized. It was like the only reason it got out on the broadcast was because it was just a misunderstanding. And I think we said it when we were sitting here, like, if nobody would have said what he said,
they would have known.
You would not have known what it was.
The other one was probably more clear.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. You know what I'm saying? The people, like, at this point, people just mad and want to fuss about something. So,
man, why we not doing?
Why we not what?
Why we waste our time on this 50 Cent back and forth and all these other bullshit back and forth? Why we not focusing on stuff like that?
They are focusing on that.
Where?
The big meat. I mean, it's only like allhiphop.com and stuff like that that's focusing on the 50 Cent stuff. Everybody else is talking about that BAFTA stuff.
Hell no, man.
Yes.
I didn't even hear it until I came here to DJ Blaze Radio.
Exactly.
Show.
Your algorithm is messed up. You got the Negro. You in the trenches in the dust.
In the dirty section.
You got the dirty, dusty section algorithm. That's what it is. I'm seeing BAFTA stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing the apologies and all of that.
I didn't see
it. You sending me unk. You sending me tendonism. You got tendonism all through your thing. You know what I'm saying?
You might be right then. You might be right.
Yeah, it's your algorithm. Why's nobody talking about it? Who's nobody?
Shit. Nobody at my house talking about it.
You and your wife, you done messed up the whole house algorithm. You
got all TVs, too.
All TVs, all the algorithms all messed up.
It's all me. All me. I'm signing on my name. It's all me.
I got a question, though. With the amount of YouTube you watch, do you have premium YouTube?
Nah, man, I can't do it.
Why not?
It's expensive.
No, it's not. It's only like $3.
No, I'm thinking
you're talking about YouTube TV. I'm talking premium YouTube.
$79.
I'm talking about with no commercials.
Nah,
bro, do it. Do the free trial. I'm telling you, bro, it'll change your life, bro. I got it.
Give me your damn login.
No, you're not messing up my algorithm, nigga.
I'm gonna say I mess your
algorithm. Yeah, my shit all dusty up.
You'll never see.
I will never see BAFTA. In the dirty section. Like, who the fuck is.
Why is R. Kelly trial popping up?
Why is Gene Deal still on my thing? Like,
we know who killed Biggie.
Yeah. Dame Dash again? Like, he's still calling Charlamagne gay?
Oh my God.
Like, that's what my shit'll be, nigga.
Yeah, you right.
Yeah. You know all that kind of stuff. Lil Yachty?
Yes.
You know. Yeah. Why are we focused on T.I.? We ain't bought T.I. and 50 Cent up here in 3 weeks.
Yeah, but they going ham together.
They going at it, yeah.
They saying the son giving the 50 a run for his money.
Which son? The one with the guitar?
The ugly one. Nah.
Oh,
King.
Is his name King?
Yeah, King.
Okay.
He done made their weed packs.
Oh, he done made with 50 Mama?
Yes. Smoking on.
Ooh, smoking on that Gloria pack or whatever.
Yeah, he got a whole damn rap song about him. And,
oh, he made a song too?
Yeah, he winning now. He winning with him.
Nah, the other son, the one, I think his name Damani, he made a hard song.
The J. Cole son?
Yeah, the J. Cole son. Then he got a blues son.
Yeah, that's the
that's the Buddy Holiday or whoever.
He looked like Jimi Hendrix kind of shit.
Yeah, he the Muddy Waters. He the Howlin' Wolf. He the Howlin' Wolf son. The Howlin' Wolf son. Then he got the daughter. The singing daughter who do the happy birthday song.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe. She even
sung something. Don't talk about my mama.
Don't talk about my mama. What's it that, man? Pull it up.
What, the birthday?
Pull it up. Not even the birthday. Pull up.
What she say about Obama?
Yeah, don't talk about my mama.
Yeah.
Yeah, they going back and forth, though. But 50 try to put that little, that line of your daddy had your mama eating all the box in Atlanta.
Oh,
that's for the new Power. It's on the new Power theme song.
Yeah, some show. Yeah,
yeah.
And
the picture was funny though, because they had him sitting there at a table with, you know, eating boxes.
Oh, I ain't saw that.
Yeah, it's entertaining. Tip
and tiny. Ah.
Don't we talk about my mama.
Say that again to my face. What did you say about my mama? You know I don't care about my mama. You got a date for my mama, cause I say so. If you put your paws on my mama, you'll meet the class of her daughter. Those are the last for my mama.
Oh my God. Mama. One more time. Bring it back.
Say that again to my face. What did you say about my mama? You know I don't play about my mama. You got a date for my mama, cause I say so. If you put your paws on my mama, you'll meet the class of her daughter. Those are the lots for my mama.
Shout out to the T.I. family.
Do you think she can sing?
She can sing pretty good. I think.
Is it annoying?
Maybe she.
Something about it.
She probably.
Too dramatic?
Might be a little bit too much of in there. You know what I'm saying?
She'll get better when she gets older.
And they got the money to get her vocal coaches and all of that. So for real.
No, I'm laughing at the whole thing. The damn singing shit.
Yeah. Oh, shit's still going too.
That's probably the funniest one out of all of them.
Oh, that's the only one that's funny. Yeah, them other niggas went in. That nigga,
they serious.
Howlin' Wolf went deep. Like, you ain't been hugged and all kind of shit. You can't, hey man, you can't win with them type of niggas. Them niggas will go deep in your soul, man.
Oh, then the whole family, man.
The whole family. Then T.I. come out with hard shit. This nigga, T.I. had all them guns, man. Let's not forget T.I. got caught with all them guns, man.
Let's not forget he told, too.
He didn't tell. Ain't no paperwork on T.I.
Oh, boy.
Ain't no paperwork on T.I.?
It is, man.
No, it ain't.
It was part of the whole thing of him getting out of
who
jail.
Who told you that? Gene Deal?
No, Gene Deal ain't tell me that.
T.I. ain't told. All he did was do Crime Stopper video.
Oh, my God.
That was it, man. Shout out to Till Drill, man.
Yeah. What happened to his show, man?
Which one?
I'm asking the wrong person.
His podcast?
Yeah, I'm asking the wrong person.
He said it didn't, he wasn't making no money. No. Off of it, like he wasn't making a lot of money that he thought he was gonna make.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he just stopped it.
Expeditiously,
yeah. That's how a lot of niggas be, man. They think the podcast game is all this and that when it's really a
hobby.
Yeah, a hobby or a hustle. Yep. Yeah.
You know what? Since you got Netflix, have you been able to see any of the podcasts that's up there? Cause they're complaining that nobody's coming over there to watch their content.
It's a podcast that I listen to called The Last Podcast on the Left.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched a couple of their episodes on there. I mean, it's the same as, it's no different than the audio version.
Mm-hmm.
I just could see them.
What about, The Breakfast Club and stuff like that? Have you seen any of those interviews?
No, I don't, because they put it out a day after. I listened to them on the radio. So, okay. And I never even went to YouTube to watch them. Mm-hmm. Even like, so a lot of the stuff that they put on that they would put on YouTube would be the extended version of the interview.
Mm-hmm.
But I never did that either.
Oh, okay.
The Breakfast Club to me is a radio show.
Yeah, so they,
you know what I'm saying?
They're complaining. They're not complaining, but what happened with Netflix, they put them in a chokehold, like.
You can't put
more of this content out.
Nowhere else. Yeah.
So Jess Hilarious, she came out with a whole new show. She's, you know, get ready going you back to YouTube by herself.
And do something.
That's what they all gonna have to do.
Not really.
Yeah.
Because they in it for the money.
Until the money start kicking in.
The money kicked in for them. For it's really for the listeners. The Breakfast Club get their main money from the radio. That's their thing.
Oh,
yeah. All they did was repurpose.
There's something that's not on the radio, though. That's the thing. Like the Joe and Jada show, and you know, people started watching them and listening to them on
YouTube. Like the Breakfast Club, different. Like they main is the radio.
Yeah, they are different.
They gonna always, you know what I'm saying? As long as they're putting out stuff, they're gonna be good on the radio. Mm-hmm. This is just extra for them.
Yeah. I wonder if they're gonna start pulling shows that don't make it. Or they're just gonna flood it and keep on putting shit on them.
I wonder. How did they? I wonder what's the
contracts, like how long that contract is up for and stuff like that.
No, I wonder what's the, like, because I mean, all of those shows are already produced.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They do it themselves. Yeah. Like Joe and Jada already, like all of these shows already had stuff. So it's really just free stuff for Netflix. You know what I'm saying? Like it's free. Well, free content for Netflix.
It's free content for Netflix, but they can't get no more of that YouTube check.
How big was the YouTube check, though?
That's the one was floating them. That's how they was getting them. That's how they got to the bag, as they say.
I don't know, man. Because the YouTube check, YouTube don't.
I think they could still put shorts on there, but they can't.
No,
put...
but what I'm saying is, like, people been complaining about YouTube money been going down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Social media money been going down.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's all the new criteria. They got like, you know, you can't say fart. You can't say gay. You can't say this no more. So, you know, certain people, they got to, you know, censor themselves a little bit more. Sometimes a lot of stuff's getting flagged and pulled down. And you know, you sit there for 2-3 hours and do a show and it gets flagged first 10 minutes. You got to scrap it.
Oh, no, I just cut that part out.
Yeah.
So that's one thing, though.
If it's something like a word or something like that.
So I listened to Joe Budden, and I was like, you know, in the beginning of Joe Budden, I don't know if you watch it or listen to that show.
I used to catch the shorts. That's it.
Okay, so at the beginning of all his episodes, he played music.
Okay.
And I was like, how is he doing this on YouTube? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it was one clip, because they'll put out like 10-minute clips of them having a conversation about something. Mm-hmm. So they was putting out a clip talking about Side of Prince diss J. Cole. And they was like, you could see in the description of the clip that's what they was gonna be about. So I clicked on it to hear the song, and they didn't play the song. So that after they record their shit, to put it on YouTube, they clip out all of the music. And that's how they do that, you know what I'm saying? So they take that little extra editing time to do that, to put it on YouTube. But then Joe got a Patreon, and that's another thing people do too. They have a Patreon to get their bread up, you know what I'm saying? That's where some people really talk shit. Like, they may not talk as bad about a particular person on their regular show. Mm-hmm. Then on the Patreon, they're going to talk cash shit about a person to say their name and all kinds of stuff. So
That Atlanta Street interviews that I'll be watching, he's just going to Patreon because some of the stuff, like, you know, they might, you know, a lady might show her body and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can't put that on YouTube.
So now he got to the point where I think he filmed like real content, like a guy and a girl stuff. Mm-hmm. And they pulled his damn page.
Oh,
I guess
like sex content?
I think so. Mm. Yeah, they pulled his page. But I thought, you know, I thought they could do that on Patreon and, you know, OnlyFans, but.
Definitely OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Doppelgangers. That's what I'm talking about this week. Be easy. Bro, he said yours is Funkmaster Flex and Emmett Smith. Bro, I don't look like none of these niggas.
Yeah, you do.
I don't look like Emmett Smith.
Why not Funkmaster Flex?
Okay.
And you got a Funkmaster Flex voice.
I don't got a Funkmaster Flex.
Let's be clear.
Let's be clear. Don't get gassed. He says, mine is LeVar Burton and Ice Cube.
He looks like Ice Cube?
Who told him that? when I was younger, this gonna sound crazy,
you
right?
You do look like Doughboy though. You do.
You
looked like the little Doughboy. The young one.
I'm Mike Dope, so don't call don't me Doughboy.
I told you don't bring that football.
That one. When I was younger and I didn't have hair on my face, a couple people told me I look like Michael Jordan.
What?
I don't see it. I didn't see it.
What?
Yeah, one time I was walking in the mall one time and somebody was like, hey, bro, you look like Jordan. I was like, what? I was big and I had weight on me then.
Maybe it's a friend of theirs named Jordan or a guy they know.
I don't know. Jordan. I don't know. And then somebody used to say I look like Chris Webber.
Yeah,
when I was younger.
Kind of.
Like, I look like Chris Webber. I was like, damn. Okay.
Yeah, I can see that. That's too
funny. Do you think you got any?
Now, growing up, I think that was like 90 something. A couple people told me I look like the taller guy on Silk.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, Google. You don't even know that nigga name.
Nah, I mean, he cool peoples though.
You know him?
I met him a couple
of
times.
Of course you met him. You 3 degrees of separation. I can call my cousin Cliff, and Cliff can call Cleo.
Nah,
Cleo know this nigga.
He was here.
This nigga, he came here.
He was here.
He's from Staten Island. Nah. He's from the island.
Nah, he was here. He came twice, matter of fact. He a cool dude.
Damn, that sounds crazy.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, man.
Flag on the plate.
We ain't doing it.
Do you watch Joe and Jada podcast?
Sometimes. I listen to it more than watch.
You listen to it when they had D1 on there?
Nah. Nope.
D1 in the game was on there.
Yeah. I know that wasn't an entertaining one.
You don't like D1? You hating on somebody who's trying to uplift?
I just said, I didn't say, I didn't.
What's entertaining to you? Oh, because you like the grit and the grime and all that dusty shit. You like the dusty, your dusty algorithm.
No, I like when Mike Epps was on there. I like when Mary J. Blige was on there.
I don't like these niggas having podcasts though.
Why?
Because it's a cheat code.
It is a cheat code.
I hated it when because Joe Budden don't ever have really, well, I mean, he has people on there, but most of the time it's just him and them people talking or whatever.
His is a different kind of show. It's not an interview show.
His show is more like our show. Where they just talk about current events and stuff. Exactly. That's, you know.
Yeah.
But Drink Champs always interview these rappers or whatever. Nori just got a cheat code. This nigga was signed to Rockefeller and signed to Def Jam. Yep. Of course you can get fucking Pharrell.
All you had to do is pick up the phone. Hey, man, come by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe and Jada. You know what I'm saying? Do you think Joe
be fronting? Be lying? Nah, I think
what's his name? Joe? Fat Joe. Yeah, do you think Fat Joe be lying?
Nah, because there's a lot of cases where somebody came behind and was like, yeah, Fat Joe did do this or did do that. He do
put extras on it.
He might put an extra little sauce on his story.
Like he might say, yeah, it was 100 niggas, it really was like 50.
Yeah, but that's the entertaining part of it. Yeah, I can see that. They starting to say I'm the Fat Joe this show.
Really?
Yeah.
Who said, who was
I'm had to prove everybody wrong or something.
Oh, when you talk about the people you know?
People I know or something, you know, just casually bring somebody up.
Nah, that ain't it. I be hearing you like, what did that nigga be talking about? He had that all wrong. That was not such and such. It was such and such.
What?
Like you might say a person wrong or a name of a show wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever, but that's it. But like, it's like.
Wait. I'm hearing something I never heard before.
What yeah, but it's a part of, at this point in the show, it's a part of the show.
All right, so like, go ahead.
Your wrongness on something.
Give me an example.
So like if you say like, Jordan won his first championship in the Jordan 8s.
Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever, something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you would be so confident in it.
Yeah.
To where, and I might not know, but we're going to go on about it, but it's like, that's not it. Or maybe we like, well, I'm trying to figure out the name of an actor or something.
Uh-huh.
And you might be like, yeah, that was Delroy Lindo. He was in Brooklyn, the movie Brooklyn or whatever. Yeah, yeah, it was like, that movie was not called Brooklyn. It was called Crooklyn. That's what people say, you know what I'm saying? But it's not like you mean bad on it. It's just you just going to say the wrong shit. You know? And
I might say the wrong shit, but I'm true at heart.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It ain't nothing bad. It's just funny, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you ain't like malicious, like, nigga, I know what I'm talking about. Like, let me talk.
Let me,
it ain't one of them. It ain't one of them situations.
Let me talk. Yeah.
Let me talk.
Can I talk?
It was the 8s, I'm telling you, because I was 13. They was like, nigga, you was 9, nigga. He said, nah, last week had me missing Carolina Sports Talk. Also, flagrant convo, but necessary convo about raw dog on the toilet seats.
He's not the only one that talked about that one.
Yeah.
I'm scrolling the internet and I just see that and I was like,
shout out to Amy.
I looked at her like, oh, okay. She know.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Amy. Yes. Raw dog in the toilet seat. Y'all act like y'all too good.
Some emergencies. You gotta go in.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of my way, Stanley.
Yes, exactly.
You ever go in the stall backwards?
Backwards?
Yeah, backwards. Instead of pushing the door open, you gotta go in backwards and just
I gotta survey. Cause sometimes if it's nasty, I can't go.
No. You're gonna look, but certain if I see a stain in it, I'm not gonna do it if I can.
Yeah, yeah. If it's splatter, I can't go with splatter. I don't like splatter. And sometimes it's my fault for the splatter, but before.
Oh yeah, I feel bad sometimes. I leave out of there and it's all on the back.
It's a girl I know, she was like, her and her homegirl was out one day. And they was like out just, you know, driving around town, taking care of errands or whatever.
Not white girl. Not white chicks.
Nah. So they were, this was like when Four Locos had first hit. So she was like, she drank a Four Loco and it ain't agreed with her stomach. And they was like over there by where Zaxby's is on Evans.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, hey, she told the homegirl like, you gotta pull this car over. We gotta go somewhere. I have to go now. If you don't pull this car over now, I'm gonna use the bathroom in your car. So the homegirl pulled into Kmart. This one, Kmart was open.
Oh shit.
She went in the Kmart bathroom, whatever. And it was basically like the situation you said. She's backed into that motherfucker. But she was like, she's a squatter. She don't sit down on the toilet.
She was a sitter that day.
Nope. She squatted.
Oh, all in her pants.
Not all in her pants.
A shirt.
The back wall behind the toilet. And she was like, it was all over the place. She was like, she wanted to clean it up, but it was too nasty. And she was like, she you know, cleaned herself up, washed her hands, and was coming out. And as she was going out,
somebody was going in.
A lady and her daughter was coming in. And the first stall they go to is the one she just splattered on the wall. And she was lady opened this thing, was like, oh my God. And it's like, let's get out of here. that's one of the most disgusting things.
Yo,
but yeah, that's one reason why I'm going to always sit down, because of the splatter. You never know. You never know. Yeah.
Why we always talk about shit?
Hey man, that's about the same thing. Like we talking about all these other podcasts, brilliant idiots. They either always talk about gay stuff or dicks.
Yeah. We're not talking about one of those at all, ever.
You never know.
No, I'm turning it off. I'm turning my mic never off.
Know. He said, "Beezy, your railroad/trucker pass was showing during that segment." And Cliff, bro, said his school had no stalls.
No. Yeah.
Excuse me. What you say now? Now when was you ever seen that dude?
Yeah.
He'd be like, but no. What would you say? You see? That dude funny, man.
That's on your algorithm?
Yeah, I follow that dude.
Yeah, that ain't on
mine. Yeah, I follow that dude. You ain't never seen him?
Yeah, I seen
him. The white dude doing the
Yeah, I seen him.
Teaching how to Yeah, I like that. That's super original. And no, if anybody else did something like that, we'll know they copied him.
Yeah.
it's the old Memorial Stadium.
Okay.
The bathrooms in there was these big troughs. So you would go in there.
The racetrack too.
Yeah, you go in there and pee, and it's just a big trough. And you go, man, I was young. I went in with my daddy. He's like, Brandon, come on, we go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, Dad, it was the bathroom. We go over there and shit. All these grown men, my daddy going there and pull his thing out. You know what I'm saying? All these grown men things, you got your little bird peeing on us, man. Just get urinals and put the little things right there, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, the first time I seen that was here. Like, when I first moved down here, I think it was a racetrack or somewhere.
Probably so.
Man, I walked in the bathroom, I'm like, they ain't got no urinals.
You can't even...
It looked like a water fountain, a long water fountain.
Yeah. It's one place, I want to say, it's a big, it's like you pissing and the thing is on the ground and it's a big ass circle.
Damn.
Yeah, that shit crazy, man. That shit crazy.
Come on, man.
Yeah, they need to tighten that shit up.
Yeah, get to the 20th century or
something. Let's see. That wasn't the end. said, peeing while trying to avoid eye contact with a nigga coaching the Browns to the Super Bowl. Oh, damn. That was when I first read that, I didn't know what he was talking about.
What was it?
Peeing while trying to. So he was just basically saying niggas in there taking the shit.
Yeah, I got you.
He said, they were torturing y'all, Cliff. LOL. He said, salute Cheryl Poison. Ever since my trip to Florence, I've been determined to hear Cheryl's bars or a song.
Oh, man.
Links?
Yeah, I'm going to find it. It's on. It's on damn
YouTube or something.
Now what's that shit?
SoundCloud.
Yeah. I'm gonna pull it up. I'm gonna play it on this week's show.
Word.
I'm gonna play.
You think Cheryl gonna appreciate that?
She ain't gonna know until it's on.
Oh, word. Okay. Oh, you gonna play it you gonna surprise
her? Yeah. Matter of fact, that's gonna be the opening song.
I might play a song I'm on. Do you ever did any raps?
Hell no. What I look like?
Oh, I did. A couple songs. Yeah.
Come on,
homeboy.
Man.
Yeah, my homeboy. Back when, another railroad story. I met him. So I met him one day. I was at work or whatever, and he was he had just started. He was training.
Yeah.
Come to find out, he was from Marion. I was living in Virginia. He was from Marion or whatever. He told me like, yeah, I do music, whatever. So me and him got cool because we was close to the same age. And he was like, yeah, I'm trying to do an album, whatever. He's like, you rap? I was like, nah, I don't rap, man. You know what I'm saying? He's like, man, you probably can be on my album, whatever. So
he wrote you some raps?
Nah, I wrote the rap.
Oh, word.
And he gave me the beat, went in his crib. He had his little studio at his crib.
Yeah.
He would make his own beats and stuff. He did it.
You remember it?
The rap?
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna say it right here without
go
the music.
Go ahead, man.
Nah.
Let's do a sentence. Let's do one sentence.
No, I can't do it. You're not going to
man.
You ain't going to peer pressure me into saying my rap from 20 years ago.
We here. Come
you say
on,
your
man.
Rap.
I ain't had none. That's
exactly.
What I said.
But anyway, I'm on his CD. It's on Apple. It might be on Tidal too. I'll see. But if I find it, I'll play it.
Hell yeah.
I'll play it on here.
Yeah. I need to hear that.
But yeah, you gotta play Cheryl for it. He says, gotta have a great show, fellas. DJ High Star, PS, Yachty is trash. Shout out to you. Yeah, I think he's alluding to what Yachty said about the 80s and 90s music.
Oh, he dissed it?
Yeah, he was like, the 80s or whatever, that music wasn't good either. He was like, because then he was like, I went back and did research, and he bought up Rapper's Delight.
That's trash, though.
What?
Rapper's Delight.
The hook, maybe, but not the lyrics.
Rapper's Delight is trash.
Nah, Rapper's Delight ain't trash.
Good. You know the lyrics?
Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. It's just me, the crew, something, something. We're going to try to move your feet.
So listen.
Yeah.
The guy, what's his name? Grandmaster Cash.
Uh-huh.
Wrote.
The lyrics?
Either all the lyrics or one of the guy's lyrics.
Yeah. He say his name.
One of the guys spells out his freaking name in the rap.
Yeah. This is the early days, though. This is like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it wasn't shunned upon.
Yeah,
To have somebody write your raps.
Yeah, but this how you know that song wasn't trash because what did they call? What's Eric Sermon and Red Man? What was they called?
Def Squad.
Def Squad redid the song.
Yeah, Keith Murray, Eric Sermon and Red Man.
Red Man, yeah, they redid the song. So
yeah,
but yeah, y'all.
It was better when they did it, but we know.
Well, I mean, they had time to improve the flows and the.
I don't know. I just never liked that song. It was too commercial. Like, even when rap was new, it was too commercial for me. It was like cheesy rap.
All rap was cheesy back then.
Nah, it wasn't.
What was a hardcore rap song back then?
What year was that?
80.
80. So 80.
That was the first rap song that anybody ever heard. All music was cheesy back then.
Nah.
What music wasn't cheesy?
What's that one with the broken glass everywhere? That was rugged rap. Compared to that happy.
Was that about the same time?
Yeah. Furious Five. Grandmaster Flash. Or Grandmaster Cash. One of them.
Let me see what year that came out.
Yeah, it was just a little too popcorn for me. Run DMC was out at the
time. That came out in 82. The Furious Five came out in 82.
Okay, go ahead. What was the other one?
I want to say the Sugar Message. Hill Gang.
The other one was The Message. Curtis Blow. That's what that was.
Sugar Hill Gang song came out in 79. Yeah.
Not too
79.
Far.
3 years. 3 years.
Nah, 3 years was a short time back then.
No, 3 years was a long time back then.
It was short, man. Rap songs wasn't coming out every week.
Yeah, that's why I say it was, I don't know. But
I know. It was just too cheesy.
I don't agree with Yachty on that part. But he the wrong one to say stuff like that when they had clips of him rapping, and it was trash.
I can't say he is a pretty good rapper.
No.
Yeah.
You seen his freestyles?
No, but some of the stuff I heard on like songs, I do have to give it to him. They're all right.
I don't like his rap voice.
I don't like his style. I don't like his look.
I don't think he's a bad kid or person or whatever, but I don't like his voice. But he got some songs. No, is it Yachty? Yeah, Yachty.
That's what the beads and the red.
Yeah, that's Yachty. Yeah. What you call it? Got some hits though. The other one, Lil Uzi Vert.
Oh yeah. Once
he got some hits.
Once What's Called came out, I really liked him. Bad and Bougie.
I didn't like him on that.
That's when I really got keen to him. I was like, oh, I gotta hear more of this. I think it was the dance and the.
Oh yeah.
Just the vibe of the song.
He got his own little thing I always remember with him when them kids saw him on the bus, he was like, they was like, what you doing? He was like,
yeah.
I don't know, just, he was just like, I don't know why that shit just tripped me out, man.
Yeah, he went up to the bus, he was like sucking a lollipop or
something.
Yeah, something,
just himself all the time.
Yeah.
And then he ran that nigga in the Starbucks too.
They said he got them hands.
Yeah, even Philly, shout out to Philly niggas, man. Shout out to Philly niggas. When I say make something out of nothing, that's what we do out over here. We make something out of nothing because we ain't had nothing all this week, y'all.
What you got, man?
Did you watch Supercell?
Oh, yeah, with that guy. That guy that got hemmed up.
Yeah, but I mean, did you watch it?
Yeah, I did.
You did watch it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was
that during COVID? Because I don't think, I got a feeling like nothing else was able to, nothing else was on. You had to watch it.
No, Supercell came out after COVID.
After?
I want to say.
Okay.
I want to say it came out in like 23 or 22.
It was 22.
Let me see.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, no. It came out in 24. Yeah, it came out in June of 24.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so one of the guys in Supercell.
He was the main character, wasn't he?
No, the other guy was the main character. Because he was like the bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy named Getz, he's like a rapper. Mm. He got in trouble for a hit and run, and they're giving him 12 years.
Yeah.
Justin Clark Samuel fails to stop after his BMW struck 20-year-old Yubin Tamang last October. The court was shown CCTV footage of Clark Samuel driving erratically through the streets of London. The rapper was driving an SUV at 74 miles an hour in a 30 miles per hour zone.
That nigga was drunk.
Moments before he hit Mr. Tamang as he crossed Redbridge Lane on the 18th of October.
Ooh, there we go right there.
20-year-old Yubin Tamang had come to the UK from Nepal.
Then he hit an Asian motherfucker too?
They don't play about that. You know, what's called went to jail for that? I think he did about 7 years.
Who?
Shaheen from Wu-Tang.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the other story, right?
Yeah, Shaheen went to jail. He went to jail for a minute for that.
For real?
Over 5 years, yeah.
Over in the UK?
No, in Staten Island.
Oh, no. I was thinking about in America.
Oh.
Yeah, that happened over there. But, yeah, shout out to him. So I don't know if it affect season two. The season two supposed to come out soon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Shit, I'm going to have to go back.
Yep. Yeah, but...
Watch it again.
I won't.
Why? Wasn't that good?
Do you know what gave them Supercell? Which is amazing. This is the blackest thing ever. Do you remember? Them having the sickle cell trait.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, but that show was pretty. It was good, though. I like British shows.
Hit or miss for me.
Name a miss.
If it missed, I mean, I didn't watch it. I mean, I shut it off or something like that.
You don't give stuff time.
I do.
I don't know a whack British show. And I like British shows because the actors look like regular people.
Yeah, you always say that, too.
They don't always look like super handsomely or super fine. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a nigga you'll work with. Like, oh, that look like Steve right there. You know what I'm saying? That's Brenda. That's okay, Brenda. Bad teeth and all.
Yeah, you do. You say that all the time.
Yeah. In other news, I'm sure I don't care. I'm sure you don't care either. You might care, L.
Why?
About Dwight Howard, old lady, his wife.
Yeah, they got married. Yeah, they did.
When did they get married?
I don't know, but when she was on Love & Hip Hop.
This one was on Love & Hip Hop?
Yeah.
I thought it was Reese that was on Love & Hip Hop. No, Love & Basketball.
No, she was on Love & Hip Hop.
I mean, not Love & Basketball, Basketball Wives. So two of his old ladies have been on...
reality shows?
Yeah.
Yeah, she started dating him while she was on the show. They broke it. They broke the news while they were on the show. She was keeping a secret during the show.
Oh, yeah. This one right here?
Yeah.
Hey, okay. This is her right here.
She rapped too. She pretty good.
Oh, God.
I mean,
I owe me and I had to record it. And
she's saying he got a drug problem.
I try to tell everybody he needs some help. And ain't nobody want to fucking listen because he got the money. I can say whatever y'all don't understand. I live with him. He needs some help.
You think that's real?
Out of real tears. It's real snot.
This is what I'm fucking losing my fucking marriage to.
Nobody who don't do cocaine will pour cocaine into their raw hand.
She do it too.
She do it too.
And that's what it looked like right there was on her nose.
Oh yeah, that is real snot.
I was gonna leave him. But everybody told me don't leave him.
Is she crying? You ever seen? Well,
yeah, she do coke too. You right. When she went in the bag.
Most people that don't do coke or sell coke or whatever, don't want to touch the bag or nothing. She put that shit in her raw ass hand.
Wait until she pulled a big ass nugget out of that bag.
How far along is
Skim it. Oh, it was already, it's back.
Oh, it's back?
Yeah, you started in the middle, that's why.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, yeah. There it is. Right there. Big ass nugget. She touching it and all, look.
This is why I'm losing my fucking marriage.
Because look at her knuckles. She got coke dust on her knuckles.
Yo, that's crazy.
She got coke dust. Let me tell you something, Miss Lady. I don't give a fuck.
You lying. Who? She lying about something.
Oh, yeah, she lying. Yeah.
She lying about something.
She two powder too.
Shoot, two powder. You see how much is in there? That look like the whole bag of flour.
That's too much cocaine, man. Nobody who is a cokehead gonna have that much cocaine in a house and not kill
themselves.
I don't
know, man. They have that much money. They got the access to just go ahead and get the whole thing.
No, but I'm saying if he's so bad with a coke habit, that bag would, like, he would use up that bag. He'd kill himself.
It'd be like
his heart explode.
It'd be like Tony Montana. All on the table.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't know if his habit is bad as
hers.
As she think. As she yeah. It's one former NBA player. He talk about, I ain't gonna say his name, you know what I'm saying, but he talks about his drug use or whatever.
He loved it.
No.
That one?
Nah, let me tell you. Me and my homeboy, my homeboy lives in Atlanta, so we went downtown to Atlanta. I think it was like Walters or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
One of them stores, we was buying some clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And the NBA player walked in with an old lady or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know, we was like, oh shit, that's that good old boy. We ain't really saying that to him, let him shop in peace. But this nigga was, he spoke, this nigga was so high. His eyes was closed. His speech was slurred. He almost was drooling. Like, how bad he was, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, bro, boy, he don't look bad. You could tell he still had money and all of that. But he was just high out of his mind, bro.
Damn.
He was high as fuck, man. Like, I felt kind of bad, but also, I don't care.
You sound like me.
Like, this nigga was blessed with that height, 6'9", 6'10", and he's an addict.
Hey, yeah. Listen, man. This might have been the last time I was in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
I was in a store buying, I think I was buying a hat. So I'm online. There's a guy in front of me, and they got like these dividers,
mm-hmm.
like these heavy metal. We stand in there. The guy just falls out. Boom. Hit the floor.
A celebrity?
No, it was a guy.
Just a regular person.
Regular guy. Just like not bracing yourself or nothing. He hit everything on the way down.
Dang.
His head and all that.
Gadoo, gadoo, gadoosh.
You know what I did?
Step over?
Step around him. I'm next on line.
Oh, he was in line.
Yeah, he was in line in front of me. I was like, yeah, this nigga on drugs, man. Get away from me.
Yeah,
let me go.
Before you get that, catch that shit in the air.
Yeah, I just need this hat. I just need to buy this hat.
The people was running, trying to help him out.
Oh, man.
Shit.
Everybody's like, damn. Oh, shit. I remember what he had on. He had these blue jeans and a red hoodie, and it was hot out.
How many years ago was that? That wasn't too long ago, was it?
It had to be at least 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like you said, excuse me, sir.
Yeah. Get your ass out of the way. You got anything else before we get out of here? Before we get to our last segment, I should say.
Yeah, just drop us with that scam of the week and we get on out of here, B.
We'll get you on some scam. God damn, they bamming and booming. They booming and bucking over there.
That's the first time I heard them over there.
Yeah, I did.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
Oh, I know him.
Good job today.
Yeah, you
okay.
Do.
I did fraud today. I did fraud
this
today.
My shit. Okay.
The blessings come from God. Cause Uncle made you fraud. Uncle made you fraud. Uncle made you fraud. The blessings come from God. Cause Uncle made you fraud. Uncle made you fraud. Uncle made you
okay.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did fraud today. I did fraud today. I did
Who's that guy? I seen him before.
Yeah, you seen him. You know, I ain't never saw the video like that, but.
Oh, so that's the video from it?
From the I Did For All Today.
The original.
Yeah.
Damn, so where he from? I know.
That's the dude somewhere. That used to go around to the different.
OSHA.
Yeah, the fake OSHA. Yeah, I forgot what he called it though.
Oh, so he went viral before he went viral?
Not really. I don't think he did. I don't know. I just got, I forgot where I got that clip.
Yeah.
I think, shout out to Key. I think Key sent me that off of TikTok, off of Twitter or something.
Yeah.
A while ago. And I was like, damn, that'd be a dope intro song.
Yeah.
And I just got it. You know what I'm saying? And then I was looking for the video of that and I found that remix. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm sorry for talking over that shit.
Yeah. Don't talk over my drops, man.
Sorry, B.
I don't talk over your drops. Don't talk over mine. Yeah. But here we go. This is our scam of the week this week.
Is heading to federal prison in order to pay back $15 million in a Medicaid fraud scheme. Francine Super was sentenced to 6 years after her guilty plea in the healthcare fraud conspiracy last summer. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Super was an office manager for LifeTouch LLC. LifeTouch is a Kinston-based company. In June, the Department of Justice named that company and First Choice Healthcare Services in a $14.6 billion national fraud takedown. Along with others, the U.S. Attorney's Office says court documents show that Kiki Johnson and Super used Medicaid reimbursement funds to purchase more than $1 million in gift cards. Court documents say over 4 years, Johnson and Super, along with other employees and agents, gave LifeTouch patients gift cards based on the number of days per week they received treatment. The two also got kickbacks from First Choice. Neither woman reported this as income or tax returns, according to court documents. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Johnson, LifeTouch LLC's compliance director, and Super admitted to being part of the scheme that also involved tax violations. Johnson faces up to 11 years when she's sentenced.
Paying them in daggone gift cards.
Well, no, she just used the gift cards. She just made gift. She wasn't getting paid in gift cards.
You see how much money they did in gift cards?
Yeah, a million.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Kiki Johnson, 53, of Goldsboro. That's North Carolina,
yep,
y'all.
Yep.
She was ordered to pay more than $15.2 million in restitution and more than $331,000 to the IRS. So she wasn't even paying her taxes.
Dang.
Francine Super, 64, was ordered to pay more than $15.2 and $374 to the IRS. And Kimberly Sims, 39, $1.8 million and $207,000 to the IRS. And then Brandon Sims.
They all black.
Oh, yeah, these niggas. These niggas. They all dark-skinned, too.
Yeah, you right.
But, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, they seized six. I don't know if she said it in the article. I mean, in the news clip. But $6 million in assets. Real estate, cash, luxury vehicles. Brandon Sims said he withdrew more than $1 million in cash and stored it in a safe at his house in Texas. He had a 2021 Rolls Royce Cullinan, a 21 Chevrolet Corvette, and a 2020 Chevy Silverado. But yeah, and like she said, they faced what, like 11 years in prison?
Would you do that? Would you do that scam for the little quick, little 11?
11 years?
Yeah. 14, 15 million.
I wouldn't do the scam that long.
That's what you say, but that shit will just keep on going that easy and year by year and that much more money. You're not going to think they're going to get up on you.
Yeah, Jay got a line about that, like saying, you know, praying to God for this lick to hit or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, this going to be my last lick. Then mm-hmm. when the lick hit, you basically be like, sorry, God alive, but give me one more try.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I say it now, but. I mean, I didn't. Oh, damn, you almost got me exposed. Damn, kid, goddamn. I'm pretty sure because when you get into any kind of illegal game or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you got to have like a plan. And then you got to have an exit plan.
Okay.
And if you go a little bit too far past, that's when you're going to, you know. So let's say like you get in it just to.
You just want to buy this car.
You just want to buy this car. You get in it to get it what you need to get the car, get in, get out.
I just need some rims on the car now.
Yep.
I just need a system in the car.
You might
now.
Need it. You might need it to, you know, pay some bills. You might have,
mm-hmm.
like, I know somebody who got in the game. They lost their job. and nobody else was hiring at the time. Mm-hmm. They just got in the game to pay their bills. And then they started making bread, but they got a job, a regular job. Mm-hmm. So they always had a regular job, but they still hustled. So they stacked their hustle money, mm-hmm. used their job money to pay their bills so it wouldn't look like they was doing too much extra, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what like saved them. Then the game slowed down. They had their money saved. They got out and didn't get in trouble. So, you know, you got to be like that.
I know, man. I come across a whole bunch of scams. And
you ain't told me about none?
I just want to do one.
If you come across a scam, let me know.
Yeah, but
I'll be the canary in the coal mine.
All right.
I'll be the canary in the coal mine. I don't mind at all. In the words of Juvis, didn't give a fuck if we ball for 3 minutes.
Telling you, man. All right.
Yeah. that's it, man. That's all I got today. L, you got anything else before we get out of here?
Nah, man. Catch us next week.
Yeah, catch us next week. Email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. I want to see, if you made it this far, I appreciate you. If you made it this far, I appreciate you. But if you did make it this far, send us an email just randomly about anything that's on your mind or whatever. For one, I want to know who really listened this far. And then two, we might can use that for content for days like the day when we ain't got shit to talk about. Because I really don't give a fuck about what drugs Dwight Howard do. The motherfucker be smoking crack or shooting heroin. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
He's done what he's done. The nigga want slamming up contests and all this kind of shit. Good for him. Do some powder. Shoot up. Do a beam. Do a beam. Pop a line. Bite down. Let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
Hey, you can find me at Once Upon a Time in Music's podcast.
You can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show and on YouTube at DJ Blaze Show. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Thank y'all for listening. It's your boy Be Easy.
It's your boy Al.
And we out.
Let those who have ears listen.